Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Vocalize Your Trust. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 10. Thus you shall speak to Hezekiah king of Judah saying, Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. The story in today's scripture is an interesting one, and I encourage you to read the entire story from chapter 18. The king of Assyria had threatened to make war against Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hezekiah was afraid and ran to the prophet Isaiah to intercede on Israel's behalf. Isaiah assured Hezekiah that everything was going to be okay. There was no further communication between Judah and the king of Assyria. And then from the blues, the king of Assyria sent a message to Hezekiah saying, Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you. My question is, how did he know that Hezekiah trusted in God, especially since there was no back and forth? He knew because Hezekiah vocalized his trust in God. The Bible says in 2 Kings 18 and verse 5 that Hezekiah trusted in God more than any of the kings before or after him. He was a man of rugged trust, and everyone who encountered him knew this about him because he always vocalized his trust. My dear listeners, our trust in God has to be vocal. We are to sing our trust in God. We are to declare in words our trust in God. We are never to leave people in doubt as to where our trust lies. This is the only way we can bring God glory. When we make it unambiguously clear who we rely on. Listen to me, my dear listeners. You may vocalize trust and yet not really trust. But you can never really trust without being vocal. I'll say it again. You may vocalize trust, but yet not really trust. But you can never really trust without being vocal. Real trust is vocal. It's unashamed, bold, and ready to declare. If people around you are still unsure about where your allegiance is or on whom you rely on for help, I will query your trust. All through scripture, you see men who openly and vocally declared their trust in the Almighty. I know of people who are afraid to vocalize their trust because they are unsure that God will come through for them. I understand and sympathize with them. You cannot, after all, trust in a person you do not really know. We will speak about the relationship between knowing and trusting in the coming episodes. But until then, remember, you may vocalize but not really trust, but you can never really trust and not vocalize. Do you trust God? Then say it. Sing it to God in songs. Tell it to the people who ask the secret of your success. Let all men know where your help comes from. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. We declare to the heavens, the earth, and even to hell that we put all, not some, all our trust in you. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.